season gone another inch to keep.
Hi, I'm Evan Robbins, Trent Radio's full-time broadcast journalist through the Local Journalism Initiative. Peterborough Music Fest announced the lineup for its 39th annual free admission festival at the Peterborough Regional Farmers Market on Wednesday, May 13th. Intrepid reporter that I am, I braved the rain and made my way to Quaker Foods City Square at 10:30 on Wednesday morning to learn more about what this summer's slate of shows had in store. When I got there, I found Sue Passmore of Canadian folk darlings Good Lovelies in the middle of a performance. You heard part of it just now. This is the first year that Music Fest's lineup announcement has been at the farmers market, and beyond the usual members of the press, it had drawn a fair crowd. After Sue had wrapped up a couple songs, Music Fest organizers took to the mic to say a few words about the festival before the lineup was unveiled. Here's some of Music Fest board chair Brian Ellis's remarks.
So I am Brian Ellis. I do mornings on The Wolf, but I'm also board chair, as Vince mentioned, for Peterborough Music Fest. And yeah, we're getting ready to launch season 39. And as Vince said, hard to believe, nearly four decades of live music in Del Crerie Park. And, you know, honestly, when you think about it for a second, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, every summer, Del Crerie Park fills up with families, friends, visitors, lawn chairs, blankets, and people just out enjoying some live music together down by the lake. And it's become a part of Peterborough, and I think that we're all pretty proud of that. One thing I can tell you from joining the board is there's a whole lot of work that happens behind the scenes to keep things rolling every year. And I didn't realize just how much work goes on behind the scenes until I joined the board, until I became the board chair. But the organization continues to push forward, grow, and find new ways to keep this festival fresh while staying true to Fred Anderson's original vision, making great live music accessible to everyone.
Now, unfortunately, my field recorder's battery started to die right as Music Fest executive director Tracy Randall took the mic, so if the audio gets a little bit hairy from here on, forgive me. Here's a little clip of what she had to say leading up to the big announcement.
So, hey everyone, thanks so much for being here, and thank you, Brian, as your leadership as board chair, for what is shaping up to be another incredible summer ahead. Today, we're not just announcing the 2026 lineup for Peterborough Music Fest, we're celebrating the start of our 39th season. That's nearly four decades of live music, community spirit, and unforgettable summer nights at Del Crerie Park. Pretty amazing when you think about it. It all started back in 1987 with Fred Anderson's simple but powerful vision: make extraordinary live music experiences accessible to everyone. And here we are in 2026, still carrying that vision forward, bringing world-class artists to our community while proudly remaining free admission.
Finally, Randall handed it back to Music Fest MC Vince Spearworth to announce the festival's 2026 performers. Here are some highlights from that list.
Kicking off the 39th season of Peterborough Music Fest is a performer that is much loved. In fact, when Music Fest puts out those Facebook polls asking who you'd like to see at the festival, overwhelmingly, you see this performer's name. So, you can't say they don't listen to you. On making his fourth appearance at Peterborough Music Fest on June 27th, it's Gowan. Making their first ever appearance at Music Fest on July 4th, and I'm assuming, Sue, this is your first ever appearance as well at the downtown Peterborough Farmers Market. A trio that are multi-instrumentalists, Juno winners, and have toured the world to acclaim wherever they've went. Thanks to Sue Passmore for playing a few songs for us today. She's going to play a few more after the announce. July 4th is the Good Lovelies. Yay!
Say truth, come back when you let it go. Seem complicated, cause it's really so simple.
On July 8th, we have an artist who is making her third appearance at Music Fest, last time being in 2015, which also happens to be the summer that I worked for Peterborough Music Fest. She's a Canadian rocker, heavy blues-leaning performer, over 40 years in the music business. She's performed off-Broadway in a tribute to Janis Joplin, a judge on Canadian Idol. She has her own whiskey and wine lines, and her last album is a recording of a tour she did in 1994 with the late Taylor Hawkins, drummer for the Foo Fighters. July 8th, Sass Jordan coming back to the Peterborough Music Fest stage. It's going to be one fine morning on July 8th. and a good evening too, performing at Peterborough Music Fest first in 1998. They've been a staple of Canadian rock, pop, jazz, you name it, since 1969, and even though they've existed for over 55 years, the band still tours regularly and brings sunny days everywhere they go. On July 11th, it's Lighthouse. On July 18th, as part of this year's Woven Stories Night, join us for Julian Taylor. Now, Julian is a Caribbean and of Caribbean and Mohawk ancestry, and the founding member of the 90s alt-rock band Sager Crossing. And you probably remember the first single, Further Again. It made a big stir around here because it mentioned the 115. They were going up the 115, and everyone assumed they were coming to Peterborough. And I think, well, they could have been going to Orono, or maybe Millbrook. Taylor has a pretty expansive solo career as well, and added radio host to his resume as a host on Element FM for many years. Join us July 18th for Woven Stories Night with Julian Taylor.
So it was at this point that my recorder died in earnest, and I regret to inform you that I missed the announcement of Dwayne Gretzky on Wednesday, July 29th. However, there was another secret announcement that I did manage to catch on my phone recorder. So apologies for the bad audio, but I think some of you might want to hear this.
All right, Tracy, so I'm going to have to get you to come up here to help me with this one, then. Because okay. There was a last-minute addition to the lineup, and I didn't have it. All right. Do you want me to do it, or do you want... What night is it?
August 5th.
Okay, August 5th. And it is...
Turning. Crash Test Dummies are coming back to...
Just full of surprises, even surprises to me. There you go. Your 39th season at Peterborough Music Fest with a couple more shows to be announced. What do you think? You excited?
After the announcements concluded, Spearwith turned it back to Sue Passmore to play a couple more songs. With the lineup in hand, I departed to file this story and to put new batteries in my Zoom H5 studio. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I've been Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.
Old-fashioned love, letters you read me, bedtime stories over the telephone. Old-fashioned love, songs you will sing me, good day, starshine song, when I come home.